probably going to get rubber stamped. And so we just really don't want that. So that's pretty much all I have to say, other than if you have any questions.
Anybody got a question for Bill?
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
If I could.
Anybody got on the committee, got any more questions for John? Hey, does anybody else got any questions for John? Okay. We'll see you next Monday. Which will be the 21st, I think.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, the next one up is Windmill Tower.
Okay, this is case number 2016-24. The project is the Windmill Road Telecommunications Tower. The applicant is Paul Rablica III, and the representative is Caroline Boyd of MW Towers LLC. The property in question is located at 169 Windmill Road, and we've got it highlighted here. We'll zoom in on it. It's in the Oliver Township, Section 36, Township 22, Range 22. And, of course, we've got the north, south, east, and west views of the property. The representative is requesting the approval of a Division 3 permit in order to allow for the development of a new wireless telecommunications facility consisting of a 255-foot self-support tower within a 75-by-75 graveled compound area. And this is a drawing of showing the area in question. It's very close to the location of the former mobile home that was located about that same location. This approximately 4.70-acre property is currently owned by Paul Rablica III. And was formerly the home to a mobile home and also associated accessory buildings, which had fallen into a state of disrepair. The mobile homes and related outbuildings have recently been dismantled and removed from the property. And like I said, the tower facility is going to be located very close to where that building formerly had been located. The representative is now requesting the approval of a Division 3 permit, again authorizing the construction of this 255-foot self-supporting tower within a 75-by-75 compound area. And it's proposed that over time it'll provide space for up to 4 future equipment shelters or equipment pads for the current application was approved on October 17th. And here's a drawing showing this area with the 4 future leased areas and also a side view of the proposed tower in question. Again, the tower and these 4 future equipment shelters would be located within the 75-foot by 75-foot compound area. And it'll be designed to serve up to 4 carriers. At this time, the representative has indicated that the title to this approximately 4.70-acre tract will be conveyed at some point from Paul Rablica III to MW Towers LLC. The preliminary site plan indicates the location of the proposed 255-foot tower with also the 4 leased areas. The compound area will be graveled, really in a similar manner to the adjoining electrical substation compound. The compound area is really proposed to be located pretty well in the deeply wooded area of the property, pretty much where the former mobile home had been located. They're really proposing to leave the rest of the vegetation other than just strictly that 75 by 75 foot compound. During the concept hearing, some questions arose regarding whether an existing tower located upon an adjoining property could serve as a co-location site. Pursuant now to the provisions of Missouri Revised Statute 67.5090, 267-5103, many times called the Uniform Wireless Communications Infrastructure Deployment Act. Really, the Planning Commission is not allowed to evaluate a tower application based upon the availability of other potential locations now for the placement of wireless structures. The Planning Commission would only have the ability to require an applicant to state in the application that an analysis was conducted of available co-location opportunities on existing wireless towers within the same search ring as defined by the applicant, solely for the purpose of confirming that the applicant undertook such an analysis. The applicant did submit a statement with the application indicating that the towers erected will meet or exceed any requirements of the FAA and the FCC, as well as other federal, state, and local laws and regulations applicable to the telecommunications industry. The tower is going to be accessed via the existing access drive, and we've got just a shot of that. They're really proposing to improve the drive somewhat. They'll likely have either the same gate or a similar gate. There are really no structures that are located within 255 feet of the tower because, like I said, this structure has been removed. The representative has indicated that the proposed tower will be located 68.8 feet from the east property line and then 93 feet from the south property line. Since the tower is over 200 feet in height, the FAA will require the tower to be lit. The lights will burn medium intensity white during the day and red flashing lights at 30 pulses per minute at night. The adjoining property immediately to the north is State Highway 265 with predominantly vacant wooded property and light residential properties being located further to the north. The adjoining property immediately to the south is predominantly vacant. The adjoining property immediately to the east is the Chemo electrical station right here. And the adjoining property immediately to the west is Windmill Road, with predominantly currently vacant lots within Phase 12 of the Emerald Point subdivision. The majority of the tower compound will be screened from view by the existing trees and vegetation. The subject property is currently traversed by high-tension power lines crossing the property from east to west, and you can kind of see those here. The project received a total score of 9 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 13. No relative policies received a negative score. The staff recommendations on this one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2016-24, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Aviation Administration, if required. Three, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials other than generators. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Six, should the telecommunications tower no longer be in use for the original purpose granted by the Division 3 permit and serving as an approved co-location site, the tower shall be dismantled and removed. within 6 months of the cessation of operations. And seven, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got a brief video. We did just a 360 here at the entrance. And then we just drove into the site on the existing road here. And the majority of this wooded area would basically remain, other than the compound area. And just at a 360 in the approximate area where the house had been located and everything. And then that's the power station located behind. And that's all I have.
Hey, Bob. Uh-huh. Can you pull up the aerial that shows these people's lot in what point?
I believe they called today.
That's where the semicircle is at.
Yeah.
Where the cul-de-sac to the left across the road. Almost where the arrow's at.
I was thinking she had kind of
a couple more over.
Is it a couple more
right
over?
There.
That shouldn't have any degree of change on that lot across the way.
No.
You don't even access that lot from the highway.
Well, the other thing is there's power lines of the substation there, so it's
that, right.
So
I live about 600 feet on up the road, and
that'll cost them when they try to sell.
Well, it might, but I don't see how that could have any kind of interference on the value of that property with that substation right behind it.
You're talking about 124 lot?
Mm-hmm. Well, any of those lots designated as Emerald Point.
Well, the reason I wanted to know where it was at is just to see why we got the letter.
Yeah, right.
I knew it was one off the cul-de-sac, but I hadn't
supposedly
had you look to confirm.
The highway from that side.
I wanted to know in my own mind where it was sitting, because that's the letter we got. I didn't think it was too concerned about where it was at. But
there's another tower.
Caroline, you want to come up
to the south? They got a lot with a beautiful substation.
They probably bought it without going and seeing it. Gary's got a lot of
it. Is it on here?
We got people on that. Really bad.
124?
Yeah, it's on this map. That was provided.
I just wanted to know where it was at.
That's right. It's on your map.
Well, I couldn't find it. Oh, right map.
It's right here. Just the one. At least that's the way I'm seeing it. Looks like 124 right here.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's not even backing up to the road. If you're familiar with this area, geez,
yeah.
That falls off in the nowhere right there.
Yeah.
That'd be lucky to even see that tower.
I don't think I'd want to build anything, huh?
That's why nobody has built it.
Yeah, okay. This This road actually goes down, so the elevation is lower from here.